This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli warplanes unleashed a new series of heavy airstrikes at several locations of Gaza City early Monday, hours after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu signaled the fourth war with Gaza's Hamas rulers would rage on. Explosions rocked the city from north to south for 10 minutes in an attack that was heavier on a wider area and lasted longer than a series of air raids 24 hours earlier, in which at least 42 Palestinians were killed. The deadly single attack in the latest round of violence between Israel and the Hamas militant group that rules Gaza. The earlier Israeli airstrikes flattened three buildings. UN Security Council diplomats and Muslim foreign ministers have convened emergency meetings to demand a stop to civilian bloodshed in the Mideast. Sunday's urgent appeal came as the Israeli warplanes carried out the deadliest attacks yet during a week of unrelenting Hamas rocket barrages and Israeli airstrikes. U.S. President Joe Biden said his administration is working with Palestinians and Israel to work toward a sustained calm, adding that both deserve to live in safety and security. A three-day ceasefire marked by violent attacks claimed mostly by the Islamic State group has ended in Afghanistan amid calls for renewed peace talks. Taliban political spokesman Suhail Shaheen says that the negotiating teams of the government and the Islamic Emirate, that's how the Taliban referred to the ousted regime, met briefly in Qatar. He says that they renewed their commitment to find a peaceful end to the war. The U.S. has accelerated talks as it withdraws the last of its 2,500 to 3,500 soldiers.